good afternoon. I believe you're the first to arrive.
Yeah, Malka. Yeah.
Three more minutes, Malka.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We can start with a L'shem Yichud. And then we will actually start with part three of basic class 12. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkimte Did Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Reakta L'Shem Yud He Bavache Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 12, the left-hand column. It's basic classes for healing and sickness. When the landing page opens up, scroll to the bottom and you'll see links for three different classes, parts 1, 2, and 3. We're going to start with part 3 because it's dealing from information from the Zohar. Samach Mem, which is the name for the leader of the negative system, the angel, whose task it is to test us and then report the results to the courts, to the spiritual courts. And the Zohar is very clear that the home within the body of the Samach Mem, the negative system, is the liver. Now, it's interesting to note that the liver is the only organ that continues to grow. So if your liver goes bad, they cut out the bad part and the good part grows back. What does that tell us about the liver? It's tells us that the desire to receive of the liver is connected to the negative system. So let us read to the Hebrew translation for verse 362. And I believe this is in the parasha of Pinchas. Katu hai teret min hakaved v'katu v'et hai teret al hakaved yiteret min hakaved zo eshet zinunim sheholechet v'yotzaat min hakaved v'hamtatiyo b'nei ha'olam u'katreg aleihem v'yozevet et hazakar la'asot zenunim u'mishum zehayteret shenifredet min ha'kaved yetaret al hakaved achar she'asita na'uf ola alav meitzah ishaya zona min takaberet al bala shehu kaved
has joined
makes shel hamara eshet midanim V'ka'as sheshosh letet al hazachar shela Me'etzach isha zona sholetet al hakaved Ashet midanoim v'ka'as. The translation: it is written that the appendix of the liver and also the appendix above the liver. The appendix of the liver means a woman of harlotry, that is, lamed lamed, the female aspect of the negative system, who comes out and emerges from the liver, that is, samach mem, to mislead people and to denounce them after they are misled. And she leaves the male to practice prostitution. And that is why it is written, the appendix of the liver. The appendix above the liver means that after her fornications, she rises above him. She has a harlot's forehead and subdues her husband, who is Samach Mem, who is called liver with the anger of the gall. Being a quarrelsome and anger-prone wife who rules over her male. Thus, the harlot's forehead has control over the liver, which is Samach Mem, because she is a quarrelsome, angry woman and is therefore called the appendix above the liver. Verse 363. Yiteret min hakaved yotzeit lahavish lakol haolam v'laisot neufayim im hakol levaso haya hayo ola legabe hazachar Metzach isha zona v'yazut shel panim v'yaz hiyo al hakaved v'od yitaret min hakaved mikret mechatzad achar sheyotze ak Lenafim kulam notenet shiurim levala v'zohi yeteret min hakaved. The translation: the appendix of the liver, because she emerges from the liver, who, as explained above, is Samech Mem, her husband, in order to harm the whole world and practice adultery with all. He then mounts the male with a harlot's forehead, audaciously, and she is then above the liver. Also, she is called the appendix of the liver from another point of view. For after she has gone out to play prostitute with all, she gives the leftovers to her husband. And this is the meaning of the appendix of the liver. Appendix is derived from leftovers. Verse 364. Mitoch ha-kaved ve-he-yoteret she-la yotzeit ma-ra ve-hi-yo-kerev shel malach ha-mavet she-yotzot mimena tipot marom le-harog livnei adam Shekatu v'acharita mara kelana v'hiyo teluya v'akaved v'kol ha'achalayim v'hamitot teluyot bo v'yoto yom shel rosh ha'shana Meshotat v'olam le'esof et kol kovod ha'olam v'az kol ha'evarim shehem Yisrael hem b'tzara shehem evarim shel ha'malka shene'mar ner Hashem nishbatz Adam Ashkina Hakgosha Viaz Kol Yisrael Bitsara Vilokshim Shofar Vileorer Boota Tekia Ushvarim Utruya. The English translation: from the liver and the appendix, which are Samach Mem and Lamed Lamed, emerges the gall, which is the sword of the angel of death, from which comes bitter drops to kill people. It is written, her end is bitter, the Hebrew word is mara, as wormwood. And the gall, the maraha, is hanging over the liver, all sickness and death coming from it, from the klipa that is called gall. And on that day of Rosh Hashanah, she prowls through the world. Collecting up all the sins that are in the world. And then all the parts which are Israel are in trouble. For Israel are the parts of the Shekhinah. As it is said, the soul of man is the candle of Hashem, which means that the soul of man is derived from the candle of Hashem, which is the holy Shekhinah. And then on Rosh Hashanah, all Israel are in trouble, so they take a shofar to awaken with it those calls, the tekiyah, the long blow, shivarim, the three shorter blows, and the truah, the nine short blows. Now here is a synopsis. Moses talks about the participation of the body and the trachea, the lungs, the arteries, the breath, the esophagus, and the mouth. All of these parts participate in the blowing of the shofar. He says that the Satan has no control on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Israel's strength is in the voice, not in eating and drinking like everyone else in the world. But it is necessary to awaken the voice with the 10 shofar verses. the 10 blows. And here is Zion Nefesh's commentary on these three verses. The smaller lobe of the liver brings the negativity to the body and to the soul. It is the aspect of the female of the negative side, Lamed Lamed. She comes out to create confusion in the male and drives him into negative actions, mostly related to sex and anger. She controls the liver that is the aspect of her husband, Samach Mem, who is the minister of all negativity. Her strength comes from her ability to inflict male and female aspects of judgments. From the liver and the lobe of the liver, that is Samach Mem, and Lamed Lamed, comes out the bile, that is the aspect of the sword of the angel of death. This is referring to the gallbladder. In the Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4, and it's recommended all of chapter 5. V'acha ra'ita ma'ara kala'ana tada keherev biyot. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. The word bitter in the verse above is mara, in Hebrew as the word for bile. Bile comes from the gallbladder. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, the klipa that is called mara, bile, spreads around the world to collect all the sins to present to the court for the judgment process. That brings the danger of losing the connection to the Shekhinah onto the Israelites. The tool to weaken the influence of the klipa on the court is to use the shofar with sets of blowing that breaks the klipa and softens or sweetens the judgments. And this is a comment from the website where these verses were read from the Daily Zohar. The comment comes from Joshua. Thanks once again, Zion. I have heard in the past associations of the angel of death with the archangel Gabriel. Wasn't it Gabriel that Hashem sent to destroy Sodom and Amorah? The Zohar reveals in the portion of Emor what happens when a man dies, how he sees the angel of death with his sword drawn. Can you please elaborate? And Zion Nefesh responded by saying, the angel of death has the control over the physical world, the material world, and the temporary state of existence. When a person dies, the angel of death has the duty to separate the soul from the body. He comes with the spiritual swords that cuts the connection between the body and soul. The body falls into the recycling process in the physical world. It decays and returns to the ground, to the dust that it was made from. And the soul is released for the spiritual process that it still needs to follow. Rabbi Shimon used his own sword against the angel of death. In the Lecha Dodi song on Friday nights, we sing, V'cherev shav lafta neged zerorecha, and you drew a sword against your enemies. The sword that is being referred to from Rabbi Shimon is the Shema Yisrael, as it represents the paragraph, the four paragraphs of the Shema Yisrael represents a sword and with the two edges. Now, I have not made comments on these verses in this location. I don't remember if I've reached this point in our own Pinchas Zohar on the website, yashem.com. I didn't make comments as we read these verses, because I'm going to leave it as it is. I have comments, but they're, and I will reveal them on the website when I reach this section. Does anyone have any questions about what was read at this point? And if not, I will go on to section part two of basic class 12. So part two is the third meal ritual. And the thing that is most important to understand is that the third meal takes place in the afternoon of Shabbat. It takes place in a time when the universe is called a time of goodwill. The third meal of Shabbat takes place at the time when the universe is balanced completely. This time of goodwill, this balance point, allows all prayers to be answered. Because when you are in balance, you are a righteous soul, you are a righteous person. So there's no reason to withhold the answer, yes, to every prayer you make. The general aspect of the ritual is about an hour before sundown, Saturday night, or Motzi Shabbat, we take the third meal of Shabbat. Now, generally speaking, you're not hungry at this moment. One, because you're in balance. But two, because you ate 2-3 hours ago. And even in the summer, when it might be 6 hours ago, you are not hungry because you've been fulfilled with light during the Shabbat. But you are still required to eat. What are you required to eat? The best thing is bread. Why bread? Why challah? Because grain is the highest form of the vegetable system. And so the brain at that moment has the largest desire to receive of vegetables. And vegetables are the food that the 10 generations from Adam to Noah ate. They didn't eat meat. They weren't allowed to eat meat. Yes, some of them, as they became more negative, did eat meat. But essentially, people were not eating meat during those 10 generations. So what happens on the third meal is we are connecting to the same energy sources that Adam and Chava had, and those 10 generations had. And those sources are grains, which have been made after 10 steps into bread, into challah. Now, in order to eat bread, we are told to wash our hands before we eat, to say the blessing of Chamotzi, to eat a minimum amount of bread, and then to say the Berkat Hamazon. This is the process that gathers the greatest amount of revelation of light associated with this desire to receive of the challah. So we are to follow this process. We also, typically, prior to the third meal, we have prayed the second prayer, or the Minchat prayer of Shabbat. We've heard the Torah for next week. We have done the Kiddush. So what are we doing? All of these steps in the ritual are designed to bring greater balance. We sing the Yedid Nefesh with Rabbi Ashlag's tune, but anybody's tune. Better Rabbi Ashlag at that moment, because you'll find that most of the other traditions sing Yedid Nefesh Friday night. But the best time is the third meal of Shabbat, because singing Yedid Nefesh connects you to the Tetragrammaton, to Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It consists of four paragraphs, Yedid Nefesh, and each paragraph starts with one of the letters, the Yud, the He, the Vav, and the He of Hashem's name. So we sing Yedid Nefesh, connecting to Hashem. We draw that energy. We utilize the desire to receive of the grains by eating the challah and following the steps associated, as I described. Washing hands, saying a blessing before you eat the bread, the challah, eating the challah, and then saying a blessing afterwards. Doing all these steps is what enhances the desire to receive, such that it draws the light, the maximum amount of light that it can draw. Miss any part of it, you're lessening the amount of light that you draw. Now, what does it mean when you don't eat the bread? It means that your ability to draw light by the desire to receive is lessened. Because if you have mezonot, which is grains that have been sweetened in some form, so their desire to receive is not as great. And therefore, we say a blessing before, we don't wash hands. We say a blessing before, we eat the pie, the grain in its different lesser form, and then we say a blessing after. And the blessing we say is less complete. So you begin to understand what we are doing with this third meal. We're connecting to the strongest form of the desire to receive. And by being connected to that desire to receive, we draw light. We reveal light. And when we don't do all of these steps, that light that we reveal is not completed and not returned to where it is supposed to go. So it hangs around you all week long until it develops chaos in your life. So we listen. We eat the challah after doing the appropriate steps. And then, as part of the meal, due to time considerations, we end up running to the third prayer of Shabbat. But actually, what we end up doing usually is Havdalah, and then the third meal, the third prayer. Why do we do Havdalah? Because we are separating the holiness of Shabbat from the mundane tasks of our week. And when we do this, we bring the consciousness of Shabbat with us into the week. You can see all of these steps of the third meal of Shabbat and the two prayers of Mincha and Arvit, or I forget the Ashkenazi name for the evening prayer. But we bring all of these steps to manifest the desire to receive, to draw the light, the maximum amount of light that we can reveal. That's what the third meal is about. That's what we are striving to do. The third meal of Shabbat is giving strength to your immune system. Why? Because the immune system is connected to the middle column. And the middle column is connected to the third meal of Shabbat. And all of these connections manifest during the third meal. And that's what it's all about in healing. Strengthen your immune system so that the body that Hashem created for you is utilized in the most appropriate way. Does anybody have any questions? If I skipped or missed any of the component parts of the third meal, you can read this second section. It has all of the component parts. I believe I've covered them all in a general sense, but a specific sense of what you are doing, what's the kavanah, the intention of those actions. Always remember, we are not intended to do actions on Shabbat that are rote, that do not have a directed intention, that do not have a purpose to build your vessel or to draw light, or both. Does anyone have any questions? This is the end of our class, and as we said this morning, there are two more classes today. One is at 4:30 Pacific time. It's a deep Zohar class. And our 7 o'clock class will connect to an essay by the Ari. Some of his writings on the parasha of Vayetze. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.